Hello,
Ed. Can you close the door? Yeah. Everyone's waking up. They're doing their morning things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Door's closed. I'm sure in a minute Lisa's going to make a bunch of noise.
Oh, yeah.
You leave that.
Shut
in.
It. What? Yeah. Shut it. This is a podcast. We open it.
Right. That's right.
Okay. New cold open. That other one's gone now.
Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to episode 464 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam. Just awake.
Just awake and early van. Not that. I mean, come on. You didn't just wake up now, did you?
I really just woke up. Yeah.
Well, today is Sunday, though. In all fairness, 7:15 on a Sunday is early.
Yeah.
That's my sleep in. Like, my kids let me sleep in till like 7:15 on the weekends.
Yeah. No.
Awesome, guys.
I'm alive and well and ready to roll.
How's Vancouver? You get a big day planned or what? What's going on?
We have baseball okay. strength training in about an hour and a half, and then we have a hockey game later today. So there you go.
Oh, the Bo Jackson of Richmond.
Yeah. What about you guys?
We just finished our Sunday. Went for a swim inside swimming now. Outdoor pool is closed, unfortunately. Seems reasonable. It's 0 degrees out, so that would be kind of cold, but. Inside, not as fun. So that was our. We are recording a week early because of Adam's schedule. By the way,
yeah.
And so, if you need to buy a schedule, I would recommend checking Amazon. Buy one there. Click through our site. Help us out.
Yeah, when this lands, I will have just come back from a weekend in Vegas with my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and more than likely, I'm not going to, I don't like, I guess, well, Vegas is the place for odds. So what are the odds that you sell your wife to Robert Redford for 48 hours?
Depends on the offer.
Well, it's Robert Redford, so. I mean.
Is it only 48 hours? I thought it was different.
I don't remember. I'm now confusing.
Just one night. I thought it was just one night.
Right, and I'm now confusing the two movies because that one was not nearly as funny as Honeymoon in Vegas.
Right.
Way funnier. How does it go?
What?
A straight flush? Pizza. Hey, I know that now. Okay. Great.
I just remember there's a lot of flying Elvises in that one.
The flying, yes, that's right. Yeah. That was the big ending when they come flying in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that one again. That was a fun movie.
It was, but I don't think it'll hold up.
I think it will. I think early Nick Cage is much better than now Nick Cage.
That's true.
Yeah. That's not true. Nick Cage is awesome. I think he's a victim of circumstance, but Nick Cage, never boring to watch. You never watched a performance of his and thought, well, he just phoned it in.
No,
maybe he did. Probably was a stretch there. I don't know.
I like Nick.
Con Air. What a goofy, stupid movie.
Yeah,
he's in that, right? Yeah, he's in that.
Yeah,
he's,
I love them. I love that
movie. Great movie. It's the second best movie of that genre. Second best, and there's a lot of those movies. But what is the number? What is the number? What's the number one that I'm thinking about of that genre?
I don't know. No,
I think you do. Right around that time, he's in it. Nick Cage is in it.
Is it Face Off?
No, that's not a good movie at all. But he is interesting in it.
He's in that, though.
He's in that. He's in that. That's not one of the best ones. Yeah, one more guess, and then I'll just tell you.
You just tell me. I can't think of
the number one. The number one movie in that action comedy over-the-top genre, The Rock.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. I like that.
It's if you need something to listen to while you run on the treadmill or just go running, look for the soundtrack to The Rock. It's on Spotify. It is phenomenal. I run to it all the time.
Okay. Wouldn't have thought of the soundtrack.
That's not true. If I don't run to it, I don't run that often. But when I ride my bike, that's the soundtrack. It is phenomenal.
Okay.
So check it out. And it's just a great movie.
What's the other one? The one where they go to space. I really like that one. That's in that genre too.
They have to
dig a big hole. Armageddon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Armageddon. But is Nick Cage in that?
No. That's a Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's right. Nick Cage should be in there.
He should be. He would make it better.
Yeah.
Apparently, I heard a story about Armageddon. So, like, that's when Ben Affleck was just kind of at the height of, like, just becoming Ben Affleck, right? Done Good Will Hunting and just broke. He was big time. And so he's in that movie and they're about to start filming. And he just says, what do you mean? Like, we're training drilling guys to be astronauts. Wouldn't it be easier to train astronauts how to drill? And they just said, hey, shut up, Affleck. You want to be in this or not? Yeah. He's like, yeah, fine now. I want to be in this. So,
right.
Speaking of Bruce Willis, and then we'll move on to other stuff. I saw a picture of him. I'll send you the picture. Did you see a picture of him riding his bike the other day?
No.
Okay. Well, the quote of that one was, it's a little game we're playing called, is that the guy from Die Hard or my mom's friend Irene? It could go either way.
Okay.
Once I send you the picture, you'll better understand what I'm talking about.
Okay. I hope you don't run into Bruce Willis in the next little while.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we've already started in the what's going on department. That's what this is. Had a late night last night. Uncharacteristic. Although, 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, it's starting to become your thing.
No. It used to be my thing a lot when I was young. Now, so I had our baseball wind-up party last night. So it was a good time. Went out and ended up rolling in to the house at 4:30 a.m. That's not early or late.
No,
maybe it's late. Maybe it's not late. I don't know what it is. It was not the best way to battle my jet lag. I'll tell you that. So there's there. But 2 weekends in a row. What did I roll in like last weekend when in Whistler when you were there? Not even the weekend. It was a Monday.
Yeah, it was like 2:30.
Rolled in 2:33, something like that. So the good news was at the event last night, the drinks were considerably cheaper than in Whistler.
Okay, that's good.
So you're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
What? We established you're probably not going to sell the wife.
No.
Maybe just a lease. I'm not sure what you call that. Like a rental?
Yeah, a rental, yeah.
Right. What are you doing in Vegas?
Just having a couple's weekend, just getting away from our children for a couple of days and doing fun adult stuff, like a really long date night.
Is it just the two, like really just the two of you?
Yep, just the two of us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of stuff are you seeing? Some shows?
Probably see a show. We haven't 100% decided, but we're probably going to go see a show, maybe a comedian. Where we're looking
go to at Kimmel's opened up a new comedy club there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so we'll do something like that one night. And then the other night, the Edmonton Oilers are playing Las Vegas Golden Knights. So we're going to try to go to that. So we'll just get tickets down there, either from resellers, or last time I did this, I went on the day of a game and just went to the box office when it opened, and they often release tickets on the day of game. So we'll try that too. But our hotels that we're staying at is the Aria, which is right next to the T-Mobile Center right on the strip. So it's really easy just to go down to the box office and see if they have tickets. So
cool.
We're going to go to that game one way or another. We're going to go to the Oilers and the Knights. So hopefully that plan does not get derailed.
Okay.
My wife likes hockey too, so that's kind of nice. She really wants to do that.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And you've been to a Knights game before in Vegas?
Yeah, I went to one in the playoffs in the first year when they were making their run to the Stanley Cup, and it was pretty amazing. So she wants to kind of experience that. Everyone who's been says the same thing. It's just what a cool atmosphere and what a fun thing to do. So we're going to do it.
Cool. I want to hear about ticket prices and stuff like that, because it used to be like for Vancouver Canucks fans, it was easier It was cheaper to fly down to Anaheim and wait till the Canucks played Anaheim and the Kings like back to back nights. It was cheaper to fly down, stay at a hotel, watch both of those games and fly back than it was to see a single Canucks game.
Yeah, it's not like that for Vegas. Vegas, no. the prices would be comparable to going to a Canucks game.
Because I wasn't going to go. I usually say no when like a friend of mine has tickets, Canucks tickets. I guess he shares season tickets with a group or something like that. So he had them the night I flew back home here. So if my flight was an hour later, he said, "Oh yeah, I could have taken you to the game. Would have worked out just fine." But he has row one. Like ice level.
Yeah.
And you know what those are, the sticker price is on those?
That's probably a lot. $300?
No, for each seat. Yeah. For a pair. I think it was like $165 a seat.
Oh, that doesn't seem that bad.
Oh, no, you don't get to play in the game.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. So yeah, it was like three. I was like, well, I'm actually not worth that. So perhaps you have something like in a Bantam C game I could go and watch.
Right. Yeah.
That's more what I'm valued at.
Yeah, I think we'll end up spending at least, I'm gonna say, $150 US to sit in the upper bowl somewhere in a decent upper bowl seat. Yeah, it's not cheap. Now, granted, they're playing the Edmonton Oilers, which are probably in the top five teams of who anybody would want to watch that likes hockey, and there's a ton of Canadians that go to Vegas. So yeah, but it's got a huge hardcore following in Vegas, and yeah, the Oilers coming to town on a Saturday night, that's a big deal for anybody who likes hockey. So it'll be a premium. If we had gone to see a crappy team or team with not as much cachet and certainly not a Canadian team, the tickets probably be half price.
All right.
Yeah.
Reminder, monthly challenge for November is portrait. Hashtag that Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers, even better. Tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram and we will check that out next week. And break all those down. I believe it's next week. I should actually check the math. Wait a second. So when does this air? Wait, what was yesterday?
I don't know.
Hold on. You know what? I think it is going to be next week's. Which means get it in early. Get it in because I think we're going to probably record on the last day of the month. Some people wait until the very last minute and even past the last minute and try to sneak it in December. But don't do that. Get yours in before the 29th, let's say, and we'll take care of that next week. Otherwise, we have to end up doing it. It'll air on the 12th. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
Right. So just get it in. Get it in there. Did you shoot anything interesting in the 45 minutes since we last spoke?
No, I didn't. No.
But now that you're back, again, just to rattle off on it, hopefully something in Vegas.
I'm going to bring the X100. That's it.
That's all I would bring myself. And I'm assuming at the bare minimum, like you're not going to go around and snap shots of the fake Eiffel Tower or something, are you? Maybe.
I didn't plan on that.
No, you don't need that. But what you do need is you need a shot of you and the wife, your wife.
Okay.
Well, you, her, and Robert Redford, of course, or James Caan. It could be James Caan. It doesn't matter. You see where I'm going. No, but you got to get a shot of you and the wife on your weekend, probably in front of like the Bellagio fountain or something like that.
Okay, but am I going to just handheld it or am I going to pass it to a stranger?
You're going to pass it to a stranger.
Okay. All right.
And the good news is, with all the buffets in Vegas, there are some bigger people that are there. You hand it to the biggest person you can because you know you can outrun them if they take off.
Okay. Good plan.
Yeah, that's always my move. If I see some, you know, Kenyan dude walking up, like there's no way.
Or someone really old. I feel like I can outrun most old people.
Even, no, but like Kipchoge Keino, he's probably 100. He could probably outrun me and you combined. So,
okay. All right. Don't, not to him. Don't give it to
him. Don't profile that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm eager to see how that comes out. I'm putting the challenge down for you. That's what's going to happen. And I'm like, I'm curious, are you going to use fill flash on the camera? Are you going to dial it down a couple of?
No, I won't use fill flash.
I think you have to.
Really?
I don't know. I think you should. I think
just because of all the lights,
All the lights and kind of, you know, here's what I would do. I don't know if you have a little piece of it. You should actually have this anyways. I don't have a piece myself, but I should get some. Just a little, like a quarter or and a half CTO that you can put over the little flash that's on there. And that'll actually look really awesome as a fill flash with those lights in behind.
Okay. All right. I can just cut a little piece off of one of my gels.
See, mine, if I cut mine off, then I have a big chunk missing. I don't have enough to cut.
Gotcha.
But I would do that. I would absolutely do that. And yeah, handy. So there you go. It does a great job at fill flash, especially.
Okay.
Okay. I shot nothing interesting myself, since besides the challenge, of course, because we have to record early. I didn't know about that. And so move on. Photo challenge.
Yes.
It is smoke. I anticipated, first of all, when I issued the challenge, I did think we were going to record next week. So I had a full week to go out and shoot like some kind of cool smoke in the valley or something like that. But then like an hour after we recorded, you said, "Oh, hey, by the way, can we record tomorrow?"
Yeah.
So I did not have the time to go out and shoot exactly what I wanted. I still did still participated, as did you. So let's have a look at yours first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, my review of this, I think, can be best summed up in 9 ball is rotation pool. The balls are pocketed in numbered order. Okay. The only ball that means anything that wins it is the 9. Now, the player can shoot 8 trick shots in a row, blow the 9, and lose. On the other hand, the player can get the 9 in on the break if the ball is spread right, and win, which is to say that luck plays a part in 9 ball. But for some players, luck itself is an art.
Wow. That's from, is that from The Color of Money or something?
That is the opening to The Color of Money,
yeah.
Which is what I thought of immediately when I saw this. Because if you remember the visual, like there is like the smoke going, and the, like the perfectly backlit, it's in color. Only is the difference, but it's fine. Yeah, it looks like this. The next, obviously not a birthday candle, but I made the leap. So really cool. Okay, so do I have to read the whole 9 ball quote?
No,
again?
No. We got that. You were explaining to me that.
So I feel like I could do a second take. It'd be better.
Okay, do it.
I'm not gonna get rolling until probably take number 8.
Okay. All right. Do it again.
No, you're right. Let's just get on with the show. Get on with your photo. Get on with your photo.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So what's going on here? Like, what did someone have a birthday?
No.
Oh. No,
this was, what do we have here, other than the smoke machine that we can make some smoke with? Because
why not the smoke machine? Cliche.
No, it was horrible outside. It was raining and disgusting, and it was like, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 o'clock in the evening, something like that. I don't remember. It was dark. It was cold. It was myself and my daughter were at home, and I did not want to turn on the smoke machine in the house. So at my wife's plea, she said, "I'm going out. Please don't turn on the smoke machine in the house. If you're going to do smoke machine, go outside." And then I looked outside and I was like, it's gross outside. I'm not
going out there. Wow, you got mommed by your wife.
Yeah, I totally did. And so I'm like, I'm not doing that. So what other options do I have in the smoke department? And then
you could
I thought,
be a man, put your pants on and just do what you wanted.
I really didn't want to do it in the house either. So it wasn't right. Yeah. So anyways, I thought matchsticks, could not find any. And then I thought incense, we don't have any. And then it came to, birthday candles, that'll work. We'll light a birthday candle, and then we'll blow it out, and then we'll have smoke, and then I can even use the blowing out part in the photo. So that's what we did. I got a flash out, a black background in behind, as you could probably tell, although I guess maybe you could kill all the ambient. It's easier with a black background. So drop the black background in behind, And then, I don't know, we probably took 20 photos just
because. Oh, really?
I didn't know how much smoke and what was going to look cool. So we basically just put a flash on really low power. I think I even, I gelled it too. I gelled the flash blue. Cause I at first I thought I was going to do it in color and I thought it would look cool as blue smoke. But then, you know, the too much of the blue fell on the hand and on the person's face. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to do it in black and white, but basically just pop the flash a few times as she was blowing out the candle and as the smoke came up and voila, there's a hard light.
There's no umbrella here.
This is hard light. Yeah. That's why you see such a hard shadow. And Sarah, was my model and she said, I'd prefer she didn't like how her eyes looked in the photo with the hard light. So she said, hey, I prefer if you don't use my eyes in the photo. And I said, that's fine. It's going to look better with an interesting crop. So
Hard light, in all fairness to her, hard light, not tremendously flattering. So
not for anybody.
It's going to make her look, you know, she's 12. She looks 12 and a half at least.
Well, it's just the way the shadow cast over her eye, which was the part. Yeah. But to be honest, it's way more interesting, I think, with the crop as it is. So I'm happy she said that, because at first maybe I wouldn't have even thought to crop it the way I did, but out of necessity to her. I love how the smoke registers, and I mean I took, like I say, 20 photos. There's all different variations of how the smoke looked, and this to me was the coolest. So
definitely the coolest. And this is like a 3/4 backlight, is that what we're looking at?
Yeah
Okay, that looks, yeah, it's being able to do this all with one light. And
actually, I lied. There's two lights. There's another light that's only probably catching the smoke. So I have one on each side, but one flagged so that it doesn't get her. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure that the smoke registered, but it's good. It might not even have popped in this photo, because I think if it did, some of it might have caught her hand a little bit more. Right. But so it might not have fired on that, because I was going boom, 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 and the flash was on, I want to say, 1/64th power, something like that, so that it could recycle quick. So I'm not sure. Maybe one of them didn't go in this photo.
This looks to me like a one light photo.
Okay. All right. So, full disclosure. I think I definitely had two lights set up, but I agree. I think this is only one flash popped.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of? The Color of Money, which I mentioned earlier.
Right. You know what I thought too is, I thought when I did this, when I was going to do this, I was like, I was cursing the fact that I had to do a smoke photo, and I didn't, and I wasn't like you. I forgot entirely I was going to be out of town. So again, it was on me, this problem, but then the challenge was not an easy one to do in such a short term. And I was cursing this whole challenge. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I don't have anything to do this. And I managed to put this together. And then when I finished, I thought, I really like doing smoke photos, and this is fun. Yeah. And didn't take very long. And the outcome I really like, and this could be used for sure in a cool birthday portrait or something. But it was a good exercise in doing it, because this isn't the kind of thing I would ever even think to do.
I'm like, when my son has his birthday cake next, I'm doing this photo.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, can your daughter come over? Is that too far? I don't mind. Like,
I was wishing I had like a little slice of birthday cake or a cupcake.
Don't you always?
Yeah, well, that plus I thought rather than her holding the candle, I would have really liked, for a context standpoint, if that was just plugged into a cupcake or something.
I think honestly, in all honesty, holding it, the fact that she's holding it is cool, but it should be more of a Christmas Carol candle with a candlestick. Would make more sense.
Sure. Oh, there's a lot of things that would make more sense. This doesn't make sense. It's just cool.
No. Like all you would have to do is switch out a different candle, because this is clearly a birthday candle, which in this context does not make sense. Now, I understand the time constraints. But when you sent me the text saying, oh, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas next weekend, can we record tomorrow? My response was, yes. Wow, do I wish I had picked a simpler challenge.
Right.
Which I totally would have given the time constraints. So the only thing, out of context because of that, no points taken off. I'm just saying, down the road, if she's holding it, if it was just to be like a red or a white candle, no reason she couldn't be holding it and blowing it out or just doing something cool.
Yeah. Which case it might even look really cool if I know it's gimmicky, but if that candle was red, just leaving it in color.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. And plus the red lipstick, and now it's an ad for something.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. All right. Yeah. For next week, for the portrait.
Smoke is fun, though. That's the takeaway. That was the takeaway.
Listen up, kids. It makes you look older, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking's cool, is what Adam's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. All right. Now, for mine, I did use the smoke machine, the fog machine. It's a fog machine. It's not smoke, is it?
No, it's some water vapor stuff.
Yeah, we call it a smoke machine, but it's really a fog with Nabla Machina. And so I did shoot one. So mine, there's two in a row there. This is the one where my daughter's squinting off camera left. That's the one I chose for the challenge.
Squinting off camera left. Okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
They got flashlights.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, those are their flat. That's a flash.
Fact that it took you a minute to notice that, I'm actually extremely impressed because my kids were bad at holding them, and I was trying to like make it look like they had flashlights.
Yeah.
But flashlights in this setting, the flashlights are not nearly bright enough to register as practical lights. So I said, I know what I'll do. I'll use a couple of SB26s, the ones with the built-in flash sensor, it sees a flash, it goes off, right?
Yeah.
Optical trigger, it's called. It's built in, handy as hell. And can I say hell? I think I just did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It means light here in Germany. So there you go. Not light like that, like opposite of heavy. It means also, actually, it means light out. It means light out in the morning. There you go. Which is not true. It doesn't mean the opposite of heavy, it means light.
I'm confused.
Like light, no, well, not light, like because light is leaked auf Deutsch. But then, like, if you have like a lighter beer, it's called
or Hella. light breakfast.
No, then it's something else.
Okay,
they don't eat breakfast. It's Frühstück.
Okay,
they're essen Frühstück, which means early peace. Why not? Why not call it that?
Okay, all right.
Okay, we've taken a turn here. Is all I'm saying. Yeah. So yeah, I wanted my kids to have a flashlight, but they wouldn't be bright enough. So here they got the flash that would pop in the frame, which I kind of like. The only thing is that if you look really closely, like in this case, it's very clear that they are holding flashes especially to you. Like, you know, after a half a second, you'd notice quickly that that's a flash.
Yeah, your son's more clearly than your daughter's.
My son does not seem to know how to hold a flashlight. My daughter better. Like she's committing to the moment here.
Yeah, she sure is.
Whereas my son was, I don't know, he's busy giggling and she was kind of like, come on, stop it. Let's do this. And, I think he holds a flashlight like Vern holds the gun in Stand By Me.
Okay. Yeah.
Not good at all.
Right.
And so, so that was the downside, but this was shot in my basement. With the fog machine. And so initial thoughts before I reveal the behind the scenes.
I like it, yeah.
Okay, what's going on here? What do you think? Break this down a little bit.
They're in the woods and they're looking for a porta potty.
Well, in the woods, you would just pee in the woods. So that's not true.
Well, maybe they're camping in the woods and there's a porta potty and they really want to find the porta potty.
Same thing.
They got to go number two.
Doesn't matter. What does a bear do? Right. what does the Pope do in the woods?
Okay. I don't know. What are they looking for? Ghosts?
Looking for ghosts. This is a Scooby-Doo cover right here. Okay, I don't know. Not in the attic. They're definitely outside.
Okay,
in the forest, but they are looking. It's a mystery going on. There's some sort of a mystery, like some sort of ghost at the lake or something like that. And I'll be honest, I shot this very quickly on our way out the door to the swimming pool today, so I did not have time to get wardrobe because they should be wearing jackets or something,
mm-hmm.
like to really sell this. But I also wanted to remain married, and so we just went with this.
Okay.
Yeah. So my point is, I'm actually going to shoot something like this again because I like this because so we have the two practical lights that just go off with the optical triggers, which is really handy in this case. Otherwise, you got to hide the triggers somewhere. Then I have a key light, camera right and toned right down with a half CTO on it in a shoot through umbrella. That's kind of throwing that light in their face. Which you can see is very, very low key light, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in behind camera left is another flash with a CTB on it, half CTB, backlighting that smoke, giving it a slight blue tinge.
Right.
So that's how we lit this. And I included two because I did like the shot of my daughter looking off like the same direction as my son. There's something about it I liked. But in the end, just his, I don't like his, he's, I don't know, he blew that one.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a face full of Munchie Mix or something.
Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking about. He's not going to be an actor. He'll be a producer, not going to be an actor.
Right.
definitely below the line talent, this kid. But I wanted to include a behind the scenes, a pre-smoke shot, pre-fog shot to show you like how, because I set up first. I don't know how you do it with your... when you have the smoke machine, but I tend to get all the lights in order and then I take a couple of test shots before I release the smoke. Because once you do that, there's little turning back.
Right.
And so, especially down in the basement where this is, once I shot this just before we left for the pool, went swimming, came home, I'll bet you if I go downstairs, it's still going to be fog in the room. And so you can't control it. Like I would have preferred like a little more wispy smoke, but I also needed to cover the wall and the floor and all that and the smoke machine and the plug and all those things that I wanted to basically give the illusion that we're outside versus this goofy shot of my kids in the basement.
Right.
So hence the tons and tons of smoke, which I think kind of works in this case.
Yeah, looks good.
I think we can shoot like a kind of a film noir, cool looking photo in the basement. Is my next plan. Maybe for portraits. We'll find out.
Sure.
Okay. Moving on. Topic. Carry on bag. We were supposed to talk about it last week. We went long. Let's get into it now.
Okay.
I just got back from Vancouver a couple days ago, or a week and a half ago. When you hear this, And I flew, I was there for like 8 days, had to work, had to obviously live and take my stuff with me. I flew with one carry-on bag and my top load Zoom. That was it. So I have a picture here for you to see. I'll take a better one for the show. That's what I flew with.
Nice.
Yeah. And so here's how that came about. First of all, this flight back was the cheapest I have ever paid for this flight. So okay, whichever flight did I take?
What did it cost?
I know it in euros. So if I did the translation, it was 360 euros all in.
Wow.
Which is like 1.4 right now? So whatever, we'll call it 1.5.
Call 500 bucks.
Yeah, about 500 bucks Canadian. And that is, there's many options like for me to get from Stuttgart. Like Tubingen's near Stuttgart, obviously, 20 minutes away from the airport. So for me to get from Tubingen to Vancouver, there's a lot of options, right? Oftentimes, I'll fly Stuttgart, Frankfurt, Frankfurt, Vancouver, Stuttgart, London, Stuttgart, Amsterdam, Stuttgart, Paris. Those are the big ones. So this one, I end up flying British Air, Stuttgart, Heathrow to Vancouver, return for 500 bucks.
Wow.
But here's the caveat. The airlines are cutting back. You know this. They're cutting back on everything. Like you have to pay to book a seat. You know, like all the little things that you want, you have to add on. And one of those is, and this has been going on for a while, so this should be no surprise to anybody, but one of those is a check bag. It used to be you would fly, I used to get two 23 kilogram check bags. For every flight I went on.
Okay.
And I would use it. I was like, oh my, of course I'm going to use every inch of that. Why wouldn't I? you know? I have to. But now they're charging for it, and all of a sudden you find... So then it went to one bag. One bag was included, and then now no bags are included. So I don't know what is your Vegas trip? You have a bag included?
Yeah, but that's just more because of the credit card that we book it with.
Gotcha.
WestJet, and it's a WestJet credit card, so you get a bag.
Okay, there you go. So here's the thing: is there's a lot of people talking about, oh man, can you believe they're charging for bags and this and that? I love this. Okay. I absolutely love this concept. I'm on board. Everybody keep doing it. We're good. Because I can see where the money goes. I can see the price coming down. But mostly, flying with a carry-on only is a fantastic experience for the most part. Gone are the lost bags.
Right.
I mean, has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's happened to me, I think, probably twice. And it's not the end of the world. It's definitely not great when you have to wait a couple days. Maybe you have some of your equipment in that bag. It's no good. Typically, I would carry out most of my equipment on board with me, but sometimes you can't, and so some minor things get put in the check luggage, and now all of a sudden you have to shoot. You don't have those things. Even better, Gone is waiting for your bag at the carousel with the sea of idiots trying to get their bags.
Yeah, that's the big upside, I think.
Yeah. My last X number of flights have been carry-on only, and I'm not looking back. Forget it. Like, this is the greatest. I can't stand it. I can't stand being at the carousel and having everybody standing on top of the carousel waiting for their bags to come down, and you can't, yours comes down, you can't, you know the routine,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So how does this apply to us? Well, most important of all this, wow, has technology changed? I'll pause while you write that down, Adam.
Okay, technology, yeah. It's changed.
Changing quickly.
Can I use evolving? Evolving, is that okay?
Let's not push it.
I don't put words in your mouth.
No, come on. So I used to fly with all my camera equipment in my carry-on. That's how I would do it, obviously, for many reasons. One, I mean, you have all that expensive equipment. You don't want it being, nicked as it's getting, stolen as it's in transit, which can happen, or damaged or whatever it is. You get the baggage smashers down there, and all of a sudden your lenses come out and they're in 40 pieces. You don't want that. So what I used to do is take all my lenses, everything, all my stuff in carry-on, and then everything else in a check bag. Check bags. That's right. Like, it really legit used to be 2 23-kilo bags, because I would fly with my light stands, for example. I would need 3 light stands. I had 3 light stands. I would use them in Vancouver for practical, or for not LED, but like they were halogen, but for my lighting setup. Okay. I would need those three. I would need those three. And then I would use them over here for flashes. So I would fly back and forth. Those would go in my bag, along with the boom pole, along with all the adapters, et cetera, and pretty soon that fills up that bag. And then once I kind of figured out this move, I decided it's going to be much cheaper for me to buy an extra set of stands and leave them in Vancouver.
Okay.
Now I don't have to fly with them. So that's one way. That's one cool thing. But the rest of it is the cameras have gotten so small. So here's what I needed for my shoot. Okay. So I flew in to Vancouver, shot a couple days with this law firm that I do work with. And all I need for the shoot now is my 5D Mark III.
Okay.
I only bring the 24-105 zoom lens I bought last year, which I love shooting with my cinema lenses. However, it became very clear that for jobs like this, the 24-105 is the perfect lens.
Okay.
So that's all. It's one lens. I don't bring anything else. I bring the Zacuto Z Finder, which is the little thing that clips on the back, the little eyepiece that clips on the back to read your LCD screen. I bring a Tascam DR10L recorder. That's a little tiny looking device, which is, it used to be you'd have radio mics and you have a transmitter and a receiver. So you'd have a lav mic on the subject. It'd transmit and it'd pick it up on the receiver and pump it into the camera. Well, now it's just this even much, much, much smaller device that records directly to the device. This little, okay. It's a little micro SD card built that you pop in there. It records digital audio right to that device, runs on one AAA battery forever, and fantastic. Very portable, so much so that I bring two of them. I bring an extra one just in case. Could get away with one if I needed to. I got an extra battery for the camera, a battery charger, because obviously. I bring my 13-inch MacBook Pro. With, and this is what I can't, like, I love this part of the game change. It has that they all have the SD reader built right in now. So when you're packing light, that means you don't have to bring a card reader and a cable, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That's awesome. Plus, in my laptop, my MacBook Pro, I pulled the DVD drive out and put a second hard drive in. So now basically all the stuff, all the footage I capture, transfer, stays internal. I don't have to bring an external hard drive. That's
also good. Yeah, that's good.
This is where technology is absolutely awesome. But think about the rest that, like, outside of that. Like, think about outside of just the shooting. Remember when you would have to, you know, you're traveling somewhere, maybe you wanted to listen to something, you had to bring your Sony Walkman or whatever it was, or some CDs. This is where I absolutely love having that little phone/iPod device. Because now you have all your Netflix, Spotify, podcasts, everything right in one thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
On the airplane, you can, like, I listen to podcasts on the airplane. That's my move. I don't like watching the movies, but it's all right there. Pretty much wherever you go in Vancouver now, there's Wi-Fi for free almost everywhere. Outstanding. So all that technology has allowed me to travel with just what you're looking at right there. So what's left in the bag? It's at that point, it's a couple t-shirts, a sweater because it's Vancouver, underwear and socks. And the X100.
Right.
So I would love to not even have to take the 5D Mark III with me. And get rid of it. I couldn't quite fit the 5D Mark III in the bag and still have enough underwear for the 7 days.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, hence the second bag, which they allow you one bag and then a little personal item as well, which is my camera bag. So I would like to be able to get it all in one and just not worry about it. However, that's what I end up flying with.
Cool.
How does that affect how you shoot, though?
I don't know. Did it affect you? You're shooting video.
Yes. Very, very, very positive effect.
Okay.
Traveling light like this, traveling extremely light in a great way limits your options. It's the Occam's razor of shooting, because all of a sudden, well, you have that one lens. Like, normally I would bring the 35 mil cinema lens and the 85 and have to, you know, carry one around in a little side bag as we run around and shoot and swap them out, you know, for different shots, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yeah, they do look a little bit better and they are a little cooler than the 24-105. Not that much, though. So all of a sudden, it's like, okay, here's your limitations. Go nuts with those. Keep it simple and your equipment will stay out of your way.
Right.
That's what's nice. I used to pack every lens I had. Well, what if I need a wide angle? What if I need this? What if I need that? I'll bring the 17-40. Got to bring the 50. Might need the 50. Yeah, I'll need the 85 and the 70-2. I'll need all those things, and I'm carrying them through the airport, just like, oh, come on, like, I what am I doing here?
Yeah, you know? I'm with you.
Yep. And so now it's limit myself. It's a great lens. It's a great setup, but with that limitation, I you know, what if I need wider than 24? Well, too bad. Don't
back up.
Yeah, exactly. Back up if you can. If you can't, make it work some other way. You know, like you don't want to limit yourself and say, okay, no camera. I'm just bringing a sketch pad. Like that's right. That'll be tough.
Yeah.
That's too far. But I really appreciate the carry-on. So now, even though you have a bag for Vegas, are you going to take an extra bag?
No, probably not. Again, photography gear wise, I told you I'm only just taking the X100 and I can put that in my jacket pocket if I wanted to.
Right.
So, and depending on how many clothes I need to bring, I feel like Vegas at this time of year is probably still pretty warm. So mostly shorts, maybe a few long pants, but yeah, not going to need a lot of space.
No. In fact, when I flew over, here's my move when I flew over. Like I try to leave a little bit of room in my bag for chocolate and cookies that I usually bring over. And now that I'm saying that, I gave you one at the party, right? I gave you a chocolate.
No.
I didn't bring any chocolate this time.
Okay, all right.
No, I did. I swear I gave it to your wife, though.
No, she didn't.
She didn't get the speculatius? Unless
she ate it and didn't tell me about it. Yeah, that's okay. Too bad. Yeah.
I normally bring you a Rittersport, and this one, I swear I brought you a speculatius favorite Rittersport. I owe you. I'll double up next year.
No, it's okay. I think we'll get along okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'll source it out in Vancouver and find some for you. It's about $4 versus 60 cents over here. But the point is, I leave a little space to bring some German chocolate stuff over for people and cookies called Lebkuchen, which are Christmas cookies, on the way. And then I buy a couple of Christmas presents for the kids on the way back. And so I always have that little trade-off. But when I brought the X100, I brought that because it was going to be my go-to camera for everything else. You know, at first I thought, oh, you know, I'll get by with my iPhone. Why bother? And then thought, no. I like that camera a lot. I'm going to bring it. So I brought it, did not bring an extra battery. I have three batteries for that thing. I did not bring an extra one. I brought the charger instead. That was a mistake. No, I would not bring the charger either. I would bring one battery. And this is why I'm telling you right now, before you go to Vegas, consider this. First of all, you're going to bring your phone, correct?
Yes.
You're going to bring a charger for your phone.
Yes.
Okay. Now that uses the lightning, what have you, right?
Yeah.
Throw in an extra little USB cable, like the whatever, check the charging on your X100. Check the input there, whatever USB it is, compact or whatever. Bring one of those. You can charge your battery overnight from the same charger as your iPhone.
Really?
Correct. Well, at least with the X100F, you can. I'll be very shocked if you couldn't do it on the S or the
That's
T.
Cool.
Which do you have, the S?
S, yeah. Second yes. one.
I didn't think it was a thing, and I thought, well, what if you need to charge it while you're shooting? You don't. You typically don't. You get enough battery charge out of the day in Vegas that you can then plug it in at night and it'll charge relatively fast and you don't need to bring that extra charger.
Okay.
Travel in light.
I like it.
And the good news is, and this is the last little bit about why I like to travel light, is that I even brought I had a 6-hour layover in Heathrow on the way out. I guess that's why the flight was cheap, but I have the mainland European plugs, I have Vancouver plugs, but the UK is something different. So I figured I would have to charge my phone while I was at Heathrow. So I brought an adapter specifically for England. Well, they're starting to have USB plugs everywhere now. So there's no more of this bringing adapters and whatnot, or even chargers. You can typically find places that have the USB built in, like into the seats, like in the terminal. Very handy.
Okay. I'm looking at my X100S. There is a little USB connection, but it's tiny.
Yeah. It's probably USB-C compact, whatever it's called. You should have a cable that, so it's very common cable. I would look around the house. I bet you have one.
Okay.
And, give it a try and see if it'll charge, and it'll save yourself packing that extra charger.
Love it. Yeah, I think it is a USB-C looking at it. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Something I just learned today. I'm very excited about that. I hate bringing chargers.
Took us an hour and a half to get there, but...
Yeah, I wish that tip came earlier. I would have shut this down a while ago.
Just shut the... Yeah, but my... What if there was no tip? What if it just went on and on and on and then no... my tag on this, though, is I hear a lot of people griping about the airlines just being greedy, et cetera, with their pricing and the extra bag. And, oh, how can they charge? I disagree entirely. I think it's a fantastic setup. I pay less. You get what you pay for what you want. But if you choose to be like me, and I would not consider myself to be cheap. I would consider myself to be thrifty. I don't like to waste money. I know you're kind of the same way.
Sure.
You don't like to just huck money away for no reason, which is kind of what you were doing. Like you were paying for two checked bags. That was built into the cost, and so you would fill them and just was a waste. And then you'd have too many options when you landed. Now they're forcing you to choose and pay for what you need. So I hate to say it, I'm taking the airline side on this, probably only in this case, because there's other stuff where they mess up. But I really like this. I disagree with anyone thinking they're being greedy. This is awesome. Embrace it. It'll make you a better traveler and a better shooter. Monthly challenge. That's next week's show. We'll do the monthly challenge. It is portrait. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, tag us at two hosers on Instagram. We'll check that out. And Adam will explain to you why you should quit photography.
Okay.
Probably, though. That's probably what you'll do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. Yeah. I'll talk you back down from the ledge and get you back in and keep you going. So
okay.
That's next week. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.